I'm Christian Abbott.
I'm Nathan Lavender.
I'm Sean Abbott.
And this is the Red Mist Podcast.
Hello, welcome to the Red Mist Podcast, Season 4, Episode 19. And you know what number 19 is, Christian?
Do I?
Yep. It's my favorite driver in NASCAR.
No. Truex?
Truex. No, you got it.
Pulled that out in the final bag.
Yep. Bass Pro, Tracker Boats, Cabela's.
Yep.
Joe Gibbs Racing Toyota for Martin Truex. The last of the throwbacks. Mm-hmm. All right. On tonight's episode, too bad Nate's not here for that, but anyways.
Oh, he's what word on the street is he soon will be back.
Oh!
So.
Exciting.
Hashtag soon.
So you just get, what'd you get? Like a Morse code, like, response from, like,
Well, I mean, he responded this morning, so we know he's not dead yet.
Ship the shore radio type thing. All right. On tonight's episode, we'll talk NASCAR in Michigan, Firekeepers Casino 400 at MIS. Then we'll talk MotoGP at Aragon. We'll look ahead to one of the biggest weekends in motorsports this weekend. And it's going to kick off a big run for the rest of the month of June.
Yes, it is. I also
have, we have three races we have to make selections in. And some news and notes.
Yep.
We have a famous mark returning to an undercard series in NASCAR. Very exciting. Is that a precursor of something else to come?
Who knows?
Who knows? There's other rumors out there, too. Mm-hmm. And we'll start there. All right, NASCAR. I did not watch the race. I did see from highlights that Denny Hamlin won, which was amazing because his girlfriend is expecting birth of their child at any point. It was supposed to be last week. Now it's into this week, and it's possibly Denny may not be going to Mexico. You know?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
you know,
on a personal note, but congrats. I mean, that's good stuff.
I give him, I give him credit. If he doesn't go because he wants to be home, I don't blame him.
Yeah.
It was easy to go back and forth between Michigan. I think going back and forth between Mexico City is going to be tough.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
All right. We had Chris Buescher second, Ty Gibbs third. This is a Toyota Fest. Darrell Wallace was fourth. Larson was fifth. Chastain sixth.
And RFK car finished second, so almost got the home win there.
Yep. And Keselowski finished 10th. So he got a top 10 for being at home. That was good.
Yeah.
All right. There was a tragedy, though.
Oh.
That occurred.
Was this the squirrel?
Yes.
Yeah.
He was needlessly run over by Austin Dillon.
Yep. Just saying that wouldn't have happened at a Formula SAE event.
I'm trying to figure out how the hell did a squirrel of all things get on the track?
It's not hard.
It wasn't on the track. It was in the pit lane.
It's not hard. Like behind the back straight is woods.
Yep.
So I mean, yeah, to get to pit lane, that's definitely a that's a task in itself. Although, if it didn't, I'm just trying to think. It's got one of two options, really. Either it comes, it makes its way across the back straight,
Right.
and then goes through the whole infield and gets to the pit lane, and that's
Right.
quite
Or
a journey.
he was hiding out in the garage area.
Yeah, but even to get to the garage area, if he came from the main grandstand, you can cut under, go
But
through one of the tunnels.
he was somehow circulating on the inf on the between the front straightaway and the grass area because he came
Yeah.
running back. And then, but he was needlessly run over by Austin Dillon. Oh, sorry, I fused. Correct me. I'm wrong on that. It was Ty Dillon.
Yeah. Well.
Sorry. Peanuts the Squirrel is what he's being affectionately called.
Hopefully they have a moment of silence for him at
Needless, needless
the
tragedy.
NASCAR race.
Let's hope F1 in Canada. We do not have. Are they woodchucks or groundhogs that make their appearance?
Groundhogs.
Groundhogs, yeah. All right. Does Max call them groundhogs? I mean, I know like in Singapore he calls them, he calls them lizard, giant lizard.
I think all of the drivers probably call them groundhogs at this point, or some like beaver or something like that.
Yeah, rodent, giant rodent.
Yeah.
So let's hope let's hope no rodents are harmed this weekend.
All right. That's I think we've covered just about every motorsport zoo at this point.
Yep. All right. Okay, so NASCAR is south of the border this weekend. This could be fun.
Are they? I haven't even. Are they just using the Grand Prix circuit?
They're using the road course down there. I don't know if it's, I assume it's the whole Grand Prix course. It's, you know, I have no idea what these things are going to do when they run out of brakes at the end of the front straightaway.
I. Or just air in general.
Yeah. Because, I mean, as it is, the Formula One cars have enough problems with the brakes.
Yeah.
This I may have to watch this now.
Well, the it's 100 laps
Yeah.
that they're running. So
Yeah.
which configuration is this? You can keep going if you have something else. I'll keep looking at this.
Now I was going to move on to MotoGP, but
All right then.
do we have to think it's the
Sorry. 250. So 100 laps is 241 miles.
So it is, yeah, it's the whole course.
No.
No.
It's they're gonna cut the last, or I'm sorry, the that doesn't make any sense. The on the I like this website, racingcircuits.info. It
Oh.
gives you every track, every single layout that's on there with the length of the track.
Yep.
And so it the closest one that I can get to 241 or 42
Miles.
miles is they call it the National Circuit.
Okay.
With Foro Sol, which the Foro Sol is just the chicane in the stadium section, but after the first three turns, the right, left, right,
Yep.
instead of that next stadium section, for lack of a better term of it,
Okay.
you would cut through and go to the right, rather than do the that left right chicane.
Oh, okay.
So then you would just you'd get to the S's quicker that
Okay.
way. Which I believe this layout is what they did years ago when NASCAR went there. The S's were a little bit different because the curves were just
Gotcha.
super high, which I watched I saw a clip of that the other month, and like I know higher curbs it can is asking for a car to be launched up into the air, but like I think that's just as good as a natural deterrent because it's not quite a wall, but it's enough.
Enough to do some damage.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So.
Gotcha. All right. Well, there we go. We investigated the track.
Yes, we did.
That's exciting. All right.
Yeah, I.
Big field this weekend. So kind of exciting. Connor Zilich will be in the field, so always a threat. Shane, SVG should be in us too. Should
Well,
be a threat.
I don't know if anyone's been keeping up with it, but apparently, there's the summer shootout at Charlotte Motor Speedway this weekend, or this week.
It was this was this with McLaughlin?
Yeah, SVG and McLaughlin are there right now running Legends cars.
Yes. And they're both racing this weekend. Oh, well, what am I talking about? I think Larson is in Nebraska for their a high limits race this weekend.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Actually, I'm sorry, not this weekend. I think tonight.
Jeez.
Jeez. Is it televised?
The summer shootout
Yeah.
thing? Let me see.
This isn't an iRacing thing. This is for real,
No, no, no,
right?
this is for real.
Jesus. Well, there you go. Is Will Power running in it?
It is live on Flow TV.
Oh, all right. It's on now.
It's hold on, let me.
Hold on.
Today is
Today's
Tuesday, the 10th.
Tuesday, yeah. Yeah, hold on. I'm just gonna go right down to Flow TV.
It says green flag at 6 p.m.
So you got Kubota High Limits. Jesus, they got some late model from someplace. Holy crap.
Oh, wait, yeah, it should be on right now.
Oh yeah, here it is. Summer shootout, round two.
Yeah.
Hold on, I gotta
Oh,
my
that's right,
back is
because
up.
Kyle Busch is there too with his son. Right. So that's enough of NASCAR, I think, at this point.
Van Gisbergen was starting fourth.
Trying to figure this out on
McLaughlin,
the
I
fly.
what? Oh, this is Pro Feature One. So, wow. I'm just like I'm just watching. This is from earlier this evening.
Yeah. And
Yeah,
they're.
Harvick's in that.
Yeah. I think Kyle Busch is in it.
He must be in Pro Feature Two.
Maybe.
Okay,
But
Matt
I know
Crafton's in
he's
this.
there too. Yeah.
Jesus, wow! All right, I'm gonna watch a little of this then.
All right.
Okay, all right, let's go to MotoGP.
MotoGP, all you. I didn't watch any of this.
Yeah, no. Well, the reason I watch it, it's 40 minutes. It's done and over with. You know, it was home race for the Marquez, the Mark Marquez and Alex Marquez. Started 1-2. Mark got a good start this time. Didn't fall off the bike. Kept it upright. Alex put pressure on for the first five laps, and then Mark pulled away a bit. I think because he's on the factory Ducati, so I think it's a little more, I don't know, set up than the one Alex is driving, riding. But after that, it was a wild race behind it, which I thoroughly enjoyed. And I love the coverage because once Marquez got like a second and a half lead, they went back to the field. And they followed the field, and it was awesome. And what the thing that was the weekend warmed up so much that the tires became such an issue that as the race wore on, guys would like just, you know, bikes were getting laid down every 2 seconds. It was like, oh, I just used up my tires. But anyways, so Mark kind of romped off to the win. He won by over a second. Alex came back late in the race. I don't know. I guess Mark didn't cool his tires enough because he did try and have to pick it up because Mark closed to win in under a second with about six laps to go. And I was just like, ooh, maybe he's got him. But he didn't. Pecco Bagnaia. That's my man. He finished third. That was his probably best ride in four races. So he's done really well. And then Morbidelli was fifth. And then it was just like a mixed up field the rest of the way because guys were laying the bikes down. So anyways, good race. I just enjoy it because it's 40 minutes and bang, it's done. And yeah. And you know, they get the great slow mo action. The guys are making passes all over the place and stuff. You know, and they actually have a cool thing at Aragon. It's called the reverse corkscrew, which is kind of cool.
Oh, that right and then left.
Yeah. On the bikes, it's cool. On the cars, it would suck.
It can be confused. Then that long left hander afterwards. There's a point. Depending on your car setup, you can either take it flat out, or you're just understeering off,
gotcha.
Like way off.
Gotcha.
So,
but it was interesting. So, this Legends race is crazy. Holy hell, these cars are pretty legit now. They look even more meaner now. That's kind of cool. I mean, I liked them before, but they really look cool now. They got like hood scoops on them. All right. Next up for them is the Grand Prix Italia at Mugello.
Oh, that'll be good.
That'll be fun. Yeah. I love Mugello. Love it. All right. Okay. That was all the racing news.
Alrighty.
I mean, all the racing. Yeah, the racing news.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of, which was nice, kind of weekend off.
We also had IMSA or IMPC at Mid-Ohio.
Yeah.
We were talking before. We only caught the Michelin
pilot race. Good race.
Yep.
4 hours. Very I enjoy race. Their 4 hour races.
Yes.
I don't.
Yes.
I because there's a lot more strategy involved.
Yep. Yeah. I.
You know.
And I didn't realize it until I checked the entry list, but there were some teams that ran three drivers and others that ran two.
Yep.
So it was.
Yep.
It was actually interesting following some of the three team, the three driver teams.
Turner had a three driver team.
Yeah, yeah.
And typical Turner split the strategy.
Yep.
And they literally, it was an ill-timed. It was just an ill-timed caution. Had it come out like I think two laps later, both of the cars would have been the top five to run to the end. That's what would have happened. Mm-hmm. As it was that the second car pitted, but the cars that had pitted in front of it cut through it, so it got stuck like four cars behind. Had it gone two more laps, I think it would have been fine. They would have been in a good spot. So, but anyways, but there was stuff like that. There was just different strategies being run and stuff, which was awesome. So.
I would definitely be more would like to see some of these longer races for these guys. I think it plays out really well for them.
I agree. And also, Mid Ohio actually is a great track for the Pilot Challenge cars,
That
as well
was
as the
really
Mazdas.
good.
It's actually a good track for all their single make series. I'm not 100% certain it's a great track for the hyper for the GTP cars. I just I don't I'm not 100% certain of that, but
Well, I mean, you say that, but like IndyCar does go there, and
true.
it's a decent race for what it is.
Yep.
So I mean, could the GTPs go there? Yeah.
Sure.
Have they gone on worse tracks? Detroit, yeah.
Yeah.
So they could probably make it work. I think
I mean, I.
it would probably be better than what you think it would be.
Yeah, I mean, I think also like at Lime Rock, a 4-hour Michelin Pilot race would be fantastic.
Yes. Yep.
You know, I just think there's certain tracks that it would be good. I think at Road America, I think 4 hours would be a tough sell. I think I'd like to see Michelin Pilot get a 6-hour race at Watkins Glen.
Or even just, or well, what do they do?
2:45.
I would just say 4 hours for there.
Oh, you don't want 4? Yeah.
But
So
he like
maybe
4 hours is fine for that
yeah,
one.
okay. That's fine. But Turner took the win. So
Yeah, and
it was was it Dylan McIvern and Francis Seldorf took the win.
yeah, and Seldorf just held off Morad, who was charging in the
Daniel
Mercedes,
Morad, yeah, who was
the
charging in the
Mercedes,
Wynnewood car. Yeah.
and that was after his co-driver put it off in the first stint.
Yeah, had an off, and then
Went a lap down.
also Michael Cooper brought the McLaren. Did he bring? Was that the McLaren that went off earlier in the race too? That Cooper was driving.
I don't think it was what he was. Well, I think it was that car, but I don't think he went off. I think his
Yeah.
teammate did. But yeah.
Okay. Oh, good. I thought that. Anyways, good race. I just didn't catch the rest of the support series races. It just
Yeah.
it was that kind of at odd times, so.
Definitely some good stuff to throw on during the week if you need something to watch in
Yep.
the meantime.
Nope, that's true. That's true.
On top of what's already going to be a packed weekend.
Banner weekend. All right, just real quick on the news fronts, Dodge
Oh yeah.
is coming back to NASCAR, and they will be entering the truck series next year. The car was the truck was unveiled at Michigan this weekend, so we'll hopefully that's a precursor for their return maybe to the big series.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah, all right. Formula One.
Yeah.
Boy. Release the calendar.
Yeah.
Let
Okay.
me
Let's start off with the positives
All right, hold on a
because it's
second.
really easy to criticize.
Let me find the calendar first. I apologize. I'm trying to
Okay.
find it here.
There's
The new racer site, it just it's well organized, but it takes a bit to find stuff.
the
So I apologize.
I will say one of the first things I was glad to see was some of the odd
Oh yeah,
geographically
they
located schedules.
cured
It
that,
it's
right?
yeah, it that that's pretty much solved. Like the only thing that's really odd is just Singapore towards the end of the season, but for what it is right now, it's fine. If you're someone who's been harping on this on them to change the schedule and make it make sense, for lack of a better way of putting it, So that was good. I think that's really all about the only positive I have for it.
So, I 100%,
Yeah.
sorry, 100%,
No, that's all I got.
100% agree with you there. I will say this. They come to the States on May 1st, the weekend of May 1st through the 3rd, to go to Miami after they do the Middle East tour for Bahrain and Saudi. And there's a 2 week gap between Saudi Arabia and Miami. No problem. Typical. The following race is Canada.
Yeah, what date does that fall on?
That falls on Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, does it now?
And it follows 2 weeks. No, it's actually 3 weeks after Miami. Okay, so I'm just trying to wrap my head around this.
Yeah.
Now, from Miami to Montreal, okay, and I'm just going to put this out there right now. NASCAR goes from Sonoma back to the East Coast. Okay.
You can even use this current week as an example.
Yeah, this current week. Now, this current week, logistically,
Yes.
there was some logistics that had to happen at Michigan, which happened.
Yeah.
But the trucks had to leave to go to Miami. I mean, sorry, Mexico City. It's essentially the same drive as going from Miami to Montreal, if they had to drive stuff. Now, Formula One, 90% of the stuff, other than Europe, the crap is transported by air. Okay, so I get it. If you don't want to do it a week back to back, that's fine. I understand that. None of the teams are bringing their, hospitality suites or anything like that.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of getting the pit equipment and the cars and the crews to Montreal. So why is it that we're going 3 weeks and we just don't go and do it the week of the 17th?
Well, I mean they well, okay. The first thing that I thought was an issue was, oh, well, Madrid is on the calendar.
Yeah,
And
but it's not in between Miami and Canada.
no, it's not. And that's what threw me off for two reasons. One, I thought Madrid was being put on the calendar and Barcelona was coming off.
It's not.
It's not.
No, it's not.
Instead, Madrid is replacing Imola.
Imola, which is a disgrace.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, it is.
So,
Anyways, but so this whole Canada thing,
but the
they're now
and
putting it.
sorry, and then just to kind of wrap that together, Imola is what fills that 3 week gap.
Yeah.
Typically, or what
It's on
has
the.
typically.
Yeah. But it's usually on the back end of
So,
that. So it's,
right.
anyways, so I have zero clue as to what's going on here. All right.
Yeah.
So they're basically going to run the Grand Prix at 2 o'clock Eastern time. That's what time the race starts, okay?
Well, assuming it's the same exact schedule as what it is this year.
It has to be at 2 o'clock, two or three. It has to, I think, either be at two. I think we're on the East Coast. It has to be a 2 o'clock start time. Because I think it has to be 7 or 8 o'clock in the UK. I
Okay.
think that's the thing. Right? That's right in the middle of the Indy 500.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I'm going to just say something here. I think strategically, this is not going to work well for Formula One.
No, I'm actually hedging my bets that the Indy 500
The only
will outpace in views F1 that
Yes.
weekend.
Yes. Yeah.
This
I
is
100% agree.
really just one logistical nightmare that didn't need to be a thing.
No, it didn't need to be seen. Now, there's a lot of people in the within the Formula One journalism pool that are up in arms about this too. They've feel the same way. My personal opinion is they're going to get smoked on the TV
Yeah,
ratings here. No one. I'm sorry. A lot of our friends are both Formula One and IndyCar fans. They're going to be watching IndyCar. All right.
I mean,
Now, the only way this works out.
personally, I hope they get smoked, because I just
Yeah.
this is really dumb.
I just don't understand why there's a 3 week break between Miami and Canada. I still don't get that. And if
Yeah.
I'm a Canadian, I don't know. I don't know how much of the crowd is from the US, so I mean
I
that
mean,
goes to the race, but I don't think anyone goes to the race and goes to Indy. That's, it's very few. So from a fan standpoint, on track sales is going to be it's going to be a nothing burger. Where it does create a bigger problem is in with European television, because a lot of Europe watches the race, and it was always Monte Carlo in the morning. Then they would watch
Squeeze MotoGP you can. Yeah.
Indy. They would watch Indy, and then there is the 600 does get televised over there, but I mean that's so late at night over
Right,
there, and
right.
it's just for the diehards over there that probably watch it. But yeah, it's just I don't get it. So,
Yeah,
anyways, I think I think they I think they're gonna that's not gonna work out too well
No.
from a TV standpoint.
No, and it's not even It's not even like during a time of the day where you could sit there and be like, oh, well, like who would want to do the double of like Canada and Indy? But not that would actually happen.
No, it can't. It won't happen.
I'm just,
Yeah.
in
No, it's
La La
just,
Land at that
I don't.
one. But yeah,
Yeah.
like that
But
was my
that.
first thought of like, oh, I wonder what time it starts.
Well,
And it's going on at the same time.
it does
Like,
open up one. It does open up one possibility.
which is
Somebody could do the Canadian GP and the NASCAR World 600.
maybe, but
Because there was a certain driver that was invited to see if he wanted to step foot
yeah, I
into
know.
the
Yeah, I mean, well, for in order for that to happen, because here's the other thing: if they do start at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, that's an hour and 15 minutes later than Indy did, or Indy starts. So that window is just as
Oh,
tight, if
even.
not tighter.
Tight. All
Yeah.
right.
So,
Even the flight time. Yeah, you're
yeah.
right. Yeah, because
And
actually, the one
the
thing that
flight is
works,
actually longer too.
that works to their advantage at Indy is that from the heli from the airport, from the track to the airport, it's a very
Yeah.
short helicopter ride. So that's too bad. Anyways, all right. So yeah, I don't get it. I'm gonna let the pundits weigh in on this. I'm sure the Sky broadcast team is salivating over this, to show the superiority of Formula One cars. It's not gonna
It's
happen.
really
I
it's
hate to
this
say
is
it.
really dumb. I mean, like
Because what's F1 on?
F1 TV.
ESPN, right?
Yeah, sure.
Now, well, we watch F1 TV, but the majority of people watch it on ESPN, right?
Yeah.
IndyCar is on Fox.
Yeah, and you have to
And
they'd have to throw it on ABC for it to be
right.
in front of everyone, but the problem is around that time, I'm sure there's going to be another sporting event going on.
Yeah, could be.
That
But
people need to
anyways, those,
watch.
right. See, this is the thing. Like, it's, yeah, it's just up against, you know, and honestly, I don't see a ton of, how do I want to say it? I don't see a ton of F1 advertising on ESPN other than occasionally this weekend, you know, and that's it. So, all right. All right. That's it. I'm like you. I am very upset that Imola is not there. And, you know, I like the Barcelona track. I don't, another, I get it. They want to, you know, it, I mean, again, it's just another street track coming into play, and it's just, ugh.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, like, I again, it's not to say that all street tracks are bad. Like, there are some in the past that I have enjoyed. Like, I honestly, I think Valencia was a good street track.
Valencia was fantastic. 100% agree with you, Christian.
But like, I
Vegas, it's a nothing burger.
well,
I don't like it. I like Singapore.
the thing I can't wrap my head around with Vegas is they don't sell the race out. And
Right, because there's
or even
900 other
or
things
even
to do in
if
Las Vegas.
right, but I mean like and even if they can sit there and say that, oh well, we did sell out the tickets. I'm like, well, just put a camera shot on the
Shut on,
grandstands, and no
yeah.
one's, it's not even like half full, it seems.
I mean, probably the greatest success story right now with the U.S. Formula One races is has to be Austin and what they've done. Because they bang it out, so.
Right. The
Yeah, I really don't, you know, whatever.
yeah.
So, all
I mean,
right, bro. And
that's
we also, this is also, we're also, are we not now 26 races?
two, four, six, eight, 10, 12, no, 24.
It's still 24.
Yeah, 24
Okay.
is the most.
So we're still racing for over three quarters of the year. Anyways.
Well, it's just under half the year,
I know,
but
but whatever.
you go from the beginning of March to the beginning of
Yeah.
December. So
December 6th. Yeah.
yeah, it's
So.
March 6th to
Oh,
December
and
6th.
good to see that they'll be racing in Qatar over Thanksgiving weekend here in the States.
I mean, that's got nothing to do. You're gonna
I know.
be on a holiday at some point. I mean, they go
Yeah.
to
And
they're in
the
yeah.
British GP is July 3rd to the 5th.
Yeah.
Be a dip in the TV market in the States.
Maybe.
Hey. All right. Anyways. Although still excited though it opens in Australia though. That's good.
Yeah, I mean, again, outside of like the
I
biggest.
do. I do like the first three races though. Australia, China, Japan. Those are all three good tracks.
Yeah, and I mean Bahrain's been okay. It's really Saudi that
Yeah,
doesn't.
Saudi is. Yeah, that's a snoozer.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
and then it's followed up by another snoozer, Miami.
yeah.
Then we go to Canada and Monaco. I mean, oh God.
The Canadian race day is really the biggest problem on the schedule.
Yeah. All right.
So.
Well, like I said, we'll let them hash it out.
Yep.
All right. In other news, as we head into Le Mans this weekend, Iron Dames had a oh man, the
Yeah.
cartoon anvil, as Marshall Pruitt calls it, has hit that team hard. So they were supposed to run Porsche in the Road to Le Mans race with Evanna Ix and what was Marta's last name? She's a Spanish girl. Very quick. They were supposed to run, and Vienna Ix got sick, and they didn't have a replacement driver, so they pulled the entry. So that's kind of sucks. And then during pit stop practice on Sunday, Michelle Gatting broke a foot.
Yeah.
So now they had to
That's
bring Sarah Bovy back, and she was supposed to, I think, doing something else. So it's like, I mean, like, who could have thought?
Yeah, that's just real unfortunate.
And in WEC, they've had a solid season this year. So, I mean, it's not much of a drop-off. It's just that Sarah hasn't driven the car all year. So,
Right.
oh, man, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
Trying to see if there's anything else in the world of news. Oh, we talked about this briefly. Our favorite Formula One driver, George Russell.
Yeah.
He really enjoys insulting the wrong drivers, doesn't he? Like, he gets all bent out of shape at Max. And like Matt like Max would stuff him in the locker. I mean, seriously. Now he was asked about his views on other drivers, and he is quoted as saying, today's Formula One fans would not be impressed with the on and off track behavior of 2007 world champion Kimi Räikkönen.
It just seems like really out of touch on that one.
Yeah, well, George, like to see all the drivers be have a personality. I would prefer them not to be people like you, who
Well,
is.
not even that. I just the response would be, well, whatever you're doing is
Yeah.
fine, whatever, but clearly whatever Kimi was doing got him a world championship.
Yeah.
So,
Well,
like
there's a
that's
reason we call George the Snitch. So, anyways.
yeah.
So, be nice to see what a certain YouTube personality would have to say about this.
YouTube?
Yes.
Who's on YouTube?
Likes to comment about Formula One races. A huge
He's
fan of
talking about
Lance Stroll.
huge fan of Lance Str Those people exist?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad.
How can how, you I can't believe that you haven't picked up.
Sorry.
Like Don's on Marblehead.
Yeah. Well, it's been a while since
I
his
know.
last video, so
Yeah,
I
I don't
mean
know what's
they just they pop up
I think
and it
he's
brightens your day up, which is good.
I think he's like in I can't decide if he's in YouTube the black box at YouTube and banned or what. But anyways. Yeah, so that's that was God, George, just go away. He's gonna say something about Hadjar, who I'm really starting to enjoy.
I've really enjoyed the memes with Hadjar of Red Bull coming up to him and being like, "Hey, so next week you're gonna be driving in the Red Bull car. Yes, you're gonna make the step up." And it just flashes back to Hadjar and it's like, "Nope." And they're like, "What do you mean? No."
Still trying to pull this one out of my head. How the Hulk finishes? Where did the Hulk finish last week?
Sixth on track, fifth in the points after
Fifth after
disqualified.
penalties,
Yeah.
and yet, and he started. Yeah, and he somehow was not driver of the day.
Well, no,
That went to
that's
Max.
yes. I was gonna say
See,
that was the more ironic one.
look, first off, had Max finished third, he started. What did he do? Start second?
Started third.
Did he start third?
Yeah, I thought he did.
Oh, whatever. Doesn't matter.
I know.
Yeah, either started third, finished
I
third, or
know.
started second, finished third.
Well,
It's like
this
that's
is
not driver of the day.
no, but the problem is that the voting closes with like 5 or 10 laps to go in the race. So like
Yeah, but what did the Dutch fans overwhelm it?
well, you can do that, but also like up until that point, I would probably say Hulkenberg's performance was probably very overshadowed by the fact that Max was trying to pull off this extra lap or extra pit stop
Extra
strategy.
lap,
So
and then he, then Max also was like, just took it out on everybody. Anyways, whatever.
but yeah.
I, it was just I yeah, the Hulk man is the Hulk is the Hulk. I
Oh
like the
yeah.
Hulk.
Yeah.
Oh,
Alrighty.
Aston Martin's favorite driver will be back behind the wheel again coming this weekend.
Alrighty. So it should see Drugovich back in Le Mans.
He should be at Le Mans, yeah. Hopefully. For his sanity, he should be.
Yeah.
Anyways.
But speaking of Le Mans, this weekend.
Yep. This weekend. Biggest so tomorrow, on track activity starts. Mm-hmm. We had testing last Sunday.
It was the
tomorrow starts. What? So tomorrow, we have a practice session, and then we jump into the first of three qualifying sessions. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
And that culminates on Thursday afternoon. Thursday afternoon.
It's the first
night practice.
Yeah, it's the first of two sessions. So it's
two sessions.
So it'll be qualifying one, and then if you're in the top 10, you'll go to Hyperpole,
which is on Thursday.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and then there's the Thursday. Then is tomorrow night the night practice?
Okay. So
or is it Thursday? So,
tomorrow,
or is it both?
Tomorrow being Wednesday, they have FP1, then qualifying, first round.
Yeah.
And then free practice two is night. The practice.
Evening session. Okay.
Is night.
And then Thursday. Do you have Thursday schedule?
Yes, I do. Hold on. This is not condensed. Thursday.
Sorry.
Is. They don't go on till the afternoon. Okay, so they go on for FP3 in the afternoon, and then after that. Oh wow! Oh my god! All right, so then there's Hyperpole number one, which is GT3 and LMP2. This is at like 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah, well, it's still dark. I mean, it's still light.
Barely. And then this new form. Sorry, they call it new format Hyperpole one. GT3 and LMP2. So those cars are on the track at the same time.
This track at the same time, yeah.
And then, so from 8 to 9, it's GT3 and LMP2.
Yeah.
But from 8 to 8:30, it's new format Hyperpole 1 and then new format Hyperpole 2 is 8:30 to 9. And then after that, from 9 to 10, with the split at the 30 mark, is the hypercars, same Hyperpole 1 and Hyperpole 2 format.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
And then the Hyperpole ceremony is right after the hypercars, and then they have an hour break or while this ceremony goes on, because then FP4 starts at 11. At night.
11 o'clock at night?
Yeah. Jesus. Okay.
Jesus.
And then there's Friday, which is...
Friday, there is actually a support race.
There's support races that go on, but there's WEC.
No WEC races, right.
And the on-track activity is just in the morning, so it's... It's a Porsche Cup race, and then
Road to Le Mans.
Ford Mustang Challenge race.
Oh, okay, that's all that's on Friday.
Yeah,
and then when's the Road to Le Mans race?
So there's a Road to Le Mans race on
Thursday.
It's 6:30. Just to clarify, all these times are local track times in France, so you have to back it up.
It's 6 hours.
Okay, the Road to Le Mans series has a race right before this new Hyperpole format
Hyperpole
for
format. Okay.
GT. Okay, so
Yeah.
th and that's an hour long. All right,
Yeah.
that's fine. And then Saturday morning is before the 24 kicks off. There's a Ford Mustang, the second Ford Mustang Challenge race, and the second Road to Le Mans race.
It's Saturday morning.
Saturday morning.
Is there two Porsche Cup races or just one?
Sorry, you gotta. God, they just don't make this easy. I just need it like a condensed view. I don't need a picture of every single thing that they do.
Yeah.
The Porsche Cup series is they have their first race on Thursday afternoon. And Friday morning is their
Yeah.
second one. Yeah. Okay. All right. That was really confusing. So Thursday and Friday is Porsche Cup series. Thursday and Saturday is Road to Le Mans, and then Friday and Saturday is Ford Mustang Challenge
No. Oh.
for the races, the support races. And then the 24 Hours of Le Mans is Saturday at 4 p.m. is the start, local time. So that'll
Yeah.
be
Interesting.
10 a.m. here,
Yeah.
East Coast. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
So,
Okay, cool.
alrighty.
All right. And then IndyCar, we're at
Gateway.
Gateway,
Yep.
worldwide technology race, whatever. Oh boy. It's like the
Actually, that.
Bomarito Group 500 or something.
Yeah. What time is that race at?
That is
8
Sunday
o'clock.
night.
Oh, thank God.
Sunday
Oh, that
night.
worked. That's.
Sunday
See,
night.
now, this is good scheduling, okay?
The
Because.
reason they did that was to avoid the conflict with the US Open.
Well, and that works too. But you know what? A night race for them is perfect, anyways. So
Yeah.
I'm very glad that they're doing this.
That's looking forward to that race. That'll be good.
Yeah.
Just on a side note here. Now I heard about this. I was doing some reading and I just saw this pop up on the interwebs. So you can buy a road going Ford Mustang GTD for the road. No joke. You want to guess how much this thing costs?
Road going, just a road going version, or like the track.
No, this is the road going one. No joke.
It's
I
gotta be
read about
like
this.
120.
Oh no.
No, am I
It's
way too
literally
high?
three times higher than that.
Oh, oops, sorry. I've Doesn't look like I'm buying a Mustang anytime soon.
If I'm buying one of those, first off, where am I driving that thing? I'm not paying. If I'm gonna buy that, I'm buying a GTD Mustang to go racing. I'm not even buying this to go as a track day car. That's ridiculous. Like hell's bells. All right. All right. I don't think I have. Don't think I have anything else. In the world of motorsports, I think we've covered. It was a light week, but we're heading into a heavy weekend. Oh,
Yeah.
Here's something cool. Just one last thing. Haas will be running its 200th GP this weekend.
Oh, 200th. Yes. Yes, it is.
Yeah. Pretty cool. All right. Let's, shall we get into it and talk about our picks?
Yes. Let's go F1 first, because they don't deserve to be last after the schedule that they dropped today.
Okay.
Nate has got his picks in. He's gone
I saw that.
With Piastri to win, Verstappen second, and Lewis to be third. With Hadjar as his dark horse.
All right. Hadjar is dark horse. I like that.
Yeah.
Do we know if it's going to rain this weekend?
Well, in 2 seconds, we'll figure it out.
Montreal. Yeah, checking.
Yeah, we come back to you. We got checking.
Plan B?
It looks sunny.
No.
There might be some rain Friday night.
Saturday.
Friday night. And nothing really on Sunday.
There it looks. I have rain from Friday night into Saturday.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
Up until about 1 o'clock.
Oh, I.
The qualifying could be dry. Okay.
Well, qualifying would be on a green track. That's probably what I would say.
Okay. All right. Okay. I just didn't want to see if that was going to change my prediction.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to go. I think Lando is going to bounce back.
Okay.
And I'm going to go Leclerc. And then I'm going to go Max.
Alrighty.
And my dark horse is going to be... I'm gonna go Fred.
All right.
I was debating Fred at one of the Haases, but I don't think the Haases are gonna be quick.
I'm gonna go Lando to win as you like you. I'm gonna say
okay.
McLaren 1-2, Piastri second, and
okay.
I'm going to take George third.
Oh, I think the snitch.
Yeah. And then
all right.
Gasly is going to be my dark horse.
Okay.
So.
I was thinking Gasly too. I really was. I was literally thinking that. IndyCar, we're at Gateway. Yep. What do we have to pick here?
Just the winner and a dark horse.
Winner and a dark horse. I know Newgarden wins all the time here, but I am going to go Dixon to win.
Alrighty.
And I am going to go for a dark horse. I am going to go... Rinus VK.
Alrighty. Nate went with Jadu. That's a good pick. And his dark horse is Connor Daly, which I like.
Yeah.
I am going to go David Malukas to win.
Ah.
And...
Very, very nice.
I'm going to... My dark horse is Marcus Ericsson.
Marcus Ericsson's your dark horse.
Yeah.
I love it.
Actually, can I pick him since Andretti has won two races in the year?
No. Yeah, you can. Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Fine.
Because I like your VK pick. Who is he driving with? Is it Dale Coyne
Dale
or is it?
Coyne, and they reshuffled the engineers there, so he has Mike Cannon as his engineer.
Because I'm wondering. I mean, I guess at this point, an honorable mention would be an ECR car.
Yeah.
And the other thing too is none of us have picked Pelot to win, so I think that just means that we've guaranteed him a win this time.
There's
So
nothing wrong
no.
with I'm just not going to pick them every 5 minutes, you know?
I know. No, I get you. Le Mans. I know we don't usually do a WEC winner, but I mean it is Le Mans. So,
Yeah.
who are your picks to win?
Are we just picking class?
Yeah, just class winner.
Class winner?
Yeah.
All right.
I do have to pull up the entry list because I.
So are we picking the drivers too, or are we just picking the manufacturer? In hypercar, do we?
We can.
Who did Nate pick?
Nate had checking. Yeah, checking. Okay, so Nate's supplied us with a podium. I'm not doing that.
No.
We're not.
That's
No,
fine. Just
it
pick his
is.
first place finisher.
Yeah, so his first place finisher, he's gonna say, the number six Porsche Penske wins.
Did he say number six?
Yes. Yep. So we'll all right, so
Okay.
we'll go by car. That's
All
fine.
right. Okay. All right. I am gonna pick. I'm picking the Toyota with the Kumi.
Where is this?
You have the entry list?
Okay, now I have the entry list.
Okay, sorry.
The WEC site gives you like
Yeah. You can't,
these massive pictures, and I'm like, just give me
I know,
the
I
Excel
know,
table,
I
like
know.
just right
Yeah,
across. It's
I
fine.
know. The app needs a redesign.
Okay, I have the whole list now. So you're
Yeah.
going with
I'm going with
Kumi.
Kumi's car. Is Hartley in that car?
No. Kamui's car is Kamui, Mike Conway, and Nick DeVries. That's the number seven Toyota.
Oh, I want the other one. That's got it's got no, nothing against Kumi. I didn't realize. I forgot who was in that car. I thought Kumi had Hartley. I want
Wait, who?
it's Hart is it Hartley, Buemi, and Hirakawa?
Where did they just go? Hartley, Sebastian Buemi, and Ryo Hirakawa.
Yeah, that's the car I'm going
Okay,
with.
so you want the number eight.
Yes, the number eight, sorry.
Toyota. Okay, that's fine.
It's probably going to be a friggin' Ferrari, but
I'm not picking Ferrari. That's just too obvious. And
yeah, that's then no bueno.
it's just not been sorry, so you want number eight Toyota
Yep.
in hypercar. Okay.
Yeah.
Nate picked the Porsche Penske, the number six Porsche Penske.
He actually picked the LMP2 car?
Oh yeah, he went LMP2 and GT3.
What LMP2 car did he pick?
He picked AO, the 199.
Is that Rock Spike?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Who's in that car?
PJ Hyatt, Dane Cameron, and Louis
Oh yeah. Oh
Delatreff.
yeah, that's a good
Oh
lineup,
my
right?
God. Oh my
I'm gonna go th so I'm gonna go in LMP2. I'm picking What's the name? Jamie Chadwick's car.
Found it. Hold on.
Is that TF Sport?
That's IDEC.
IDEC, yeah. I'm picking. Yeah. That's my car.
Okay. What number are they? 18. Okay, I'm gonna go. I need a backup because I didn't get my hypercar pick in. I'm gonna say the number 15 BMW wins in hypercar.
Okay.
And that's K Mag's car with Raffaele Marcello and Dries Van Dorn.
Mm-hmm.
In LMP2, God, there are some really good drivers. Oh, why number 22 United Autosports car. That this lineup is just insane. It's Rutger van der Zander, Pietro Fittipaldi, and David Heinemann.
Hansen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jeez.
Sorry.
In the Chadwick car, who's in that car?
It's Jamie Chadwick, Matisse Jaubert. I think I got that right. Maybe. And Andre Lotterer. Oh my God.
That's why I picked it. That's why I picked it.
Wow.
I couldn't remember which car he was in. I know. LMP2 actually is, that field is whack.
I know. There's
some killer lineups in that.
Oh my God, even this one. Is CLX Pure Racing?
Yeah.
Is Alexander Malkin, I think it is.
Yep. Yep.
But then it's Tom Blomqvist and Tristan Vautier.
Right. I think there's another car that's loaded is the one Colin Brown's in.
It's Colin Brown, Chen Bolobassi, and Naveen Rayo.
Yep. And then George Kurtz has got... Yeah,
Kurtz is Katzberg and Alexander Quinn.
Yes.
In the inner Europool car is...
Yes.
Jacob Schmikowski. God, man.
Yeah, really Jacob Schmikowski.
Yeah. And then, and then Tom Dillman and Nick Yellowly. Actually, there's... Hold on. Then there's the AF Corsa, which is Francois.
Oh yeah, they're running Pareto. Yeah, Pareto. Yeah.
Matthew Vaxivier. Is that how you say
yep.
it? And then Antonio Felix da Costa.
God, that... Yeah, it's.
Oh wait a minute. That LMP2. Hold on. And then.
Kristen Keith's gone down the list. It's whacked. I'm telling you.
I'm just going up and down. The RLRM Sport, number 16.
Yep.
Michael Jensen, Ryan Cullen, and then Patrick Pile.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. This is.
Yeah. Yeah. It's whacked. It's crazy.
Okay.
All right. Who's Nate got GT?
Still got to get the GT. Yeah.
GT3, not GTD. I was kind of sad. And just so everyone, there are no all-pro lineups in this. No factory teams, which sucks.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
GT3, he picked Ben Keating in TF Sport, number 33.
Okay.
God, which, hold on.
He's going with America there.
I didn't even look at the
what?
I didn't even look at the BOP to even know which car might have an advantage for this class. I'm going to stay away from the McLarens because last year they were just on fire 24/7.
Literally.
No, like literally on fire.
Fire. Yeah.
Not. I guess the safe bet. Would be the 92 Porsche, the Manti.
The Manti? Who's in that?
Ryan Hardwick, Ricardo Perea, and Richard Leitz.
Richard Leitz?
Yeah, that's okay. That's
all right. That's your pick.
Yeah.
All right. I am going with the number 46 WRT BMW with the Doctor Valentino Rossi.
46 BMW. Alrighty.
Who's going to sell the most merchandise that weekend? The Doctor.
Of course, the Doctor will be.
That's my pick.
Yeah.
Wow. You got all the picks in.
Yeah.
All right. Look at that. We had a decent show tonight, too.
Yeah.
All right. I don't have anything else.
I don't either.
Oh, let's just between you and I. Biggest flop in eight hypercar this weekend.
Cadillac.
Yeah, good. I'm with you.
Because I guess my dark horse in hypercar is going to be the Alpine.
Yes. Yep. Given the recent performance, I would say yes. They'd be a great dark horse.
And I think that would be out of the two French manufacturers, they'd be the one more likely to snag the win on home soil. I'm not expecting anything from Aston Martin. If they can just go the whole 24 hours, fantastic.
If they go the whole 24, that's a win.
So they're 2 years behind everyone else, so they're just playing catch up at this point. So
technically 3 years behind Toyota.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm just if they can finish the race, that'd be great. Car sounds fantastic.
It's I think from BOP standpoint, it's Ferrari's race to lose.
Yeah.
I want to root for Peugeot, just because I know they've changed their car since, but I was...
They've changed the car. The car has been competitive. Yeah. I just don't know if this track suits it, but who knows?
Well,
you never know.
This track technically should suit them the best.
Suit it, yeah. They should have built the car for this track. I mean, that's what the French do.
Well, not just that, but like... It's a very flat, smooth track. It's not bumpy or super technical
fast,
or anything like that.
Right?
Yes, yeah. So it should be a track that it should have some success at. I don't know when WEC would let an LMDH car win Le Mans. I still think they're propped up on having a hypercar win the event.
Yeah.
Again, totally speculation, but I mean, the LMDH cars just don't seem to get a favorable bop. I know Porsche's won a race before,
Right.
but I mean, really, like that's the one car you would expect them to win
Yeah.
on pace, in some of the shorter races.
Well, we shall see. It all starts tomorrow morning.
Yes. Yeah, everything's on. Well, I mean, you can get it through the.
What time is the first practice session?
Checking.
I do have the Dweck.
So the Porsche Cup series gets on track at 9 a.m. So there's
Well,
some
I'm not
on.
really. I'm
No,
not
no,
worrying
no.
about that.
So there's stuff on in the morning to watch if they're even showing any of that stuff. FP1 for the WEC series is 2 o'clock local time, so
Yep, so
eight
it's
o'clock here.
7:40. It's 7:43 here.
Seven.
Yeah, so they come on at 7:40, 15 minutes prior to.
Yeah, so eight o'clock will be when they're
And
out.
then the second practice section is at
It's at
3
night.
o'clock our time, 4 o'clock their time.
Well, that's qualifying.
I'm just going by the app here. It says free practice 2. Oh, I don't, yeah. Why?
Sorry,
Hold
free
on.
practice 2 should be like
Qualifying, they got at
four.
noon.
Yeah. Yep.
12:30.
Yep.
Oh boy. It's like way too confusing. Just. Oh, anyways, never mind. All right.
There's running tomorrow or today if.
Thursday, we got practice at
You know
8:30.
what? You know what? I think we've confused the people enough with all these times that we've been
Yeah,
trying to sift through.
Jesus.
If you want to go see it,
Yeah.
go to the FIA WEC website or the 24 hours
Yep.
dash lemans.com. They have everything there.
Yep.
So
Yep. And if you get a
that's the place to
VPN,
do
you
it.
can get it ad free on the WEC site. We'll have the VPN fired up tomorrow. All right.
All righty.
Yeah. Anyways. All right. And on that note.
Good night.
All right.
Thank you guys for listening to the Redness Podcast, hosted by Christian Abbott, Sean Abbott, and Nathan Lavin. It's produced by Christian Abbott, and music is by Alex Wart and Harrison Tate.